Oranga Tamariki is investigating why it's taken a former state ward more than a decade to access his personal files. Doug Joyce was taken into state care, then the Children and Young Persons Service, when he was 3 years old. He describes his childhood as troubled, and eventually he ran away from Dunedin to Christchurch at the age of 16. But ever since he became an adult, he's been trying to get his records from Oranga Tamariki, who holds them. He wants them so he can find long-lost relatives and piece together what happened to him during his time in state care. Some of his known family have had their records released, so why not his? Logan Church reports.
For Doug Joyce, now 33, the memory of being taken from his mother's arms is still fresh, although he still is not 100% sure why he was removed.
Don't remember much. I remember we lived on a farm somewhere down in near Invercargill. And
Who's we?
Me, my father, my mother, and I think two other siblings lived there as well, yeah. I remember latching onto my mum and my arms being pulled and my legs still being latched onto my mum, and then it's just screaming the whole time.
And then began the years of being moved backwards and forwards between foster homes and state facilities in Dunedin. Doug says it was an unhappy and troubled childhood that included being sexually abused. He says the first person he ever spoke to about this was a doctor in Dunedin, who he says passed on that information to social workers. And Doug says the only way he knew how to deal with it as a kid was to behave badly.
I was uplifted and moved in the weekends and stuff like that because of being a troubled child, as they would say, because I would think if the naughtier I would be, the more prone I would be to going home.
Eventually Doug ran away.
What clicked in your mind to say, I need to go?
I felt great that day. When I finally got released from the state, I cried and I asked for help, and everyone said Christchurch is great. It was like coming to a, like on the Titanic movie when they see the Titanic for the first time and it's like, oh my God, wow, you know, like, it was amazing.
Since then, Doug has worked hard to put his childhood behind him. He is a keen muso and has studied in Christchurch. But there is one thing holding him back. He has no idea about who he is, where he is from, who his iwi is, or even who many members of his family are. And Doug says he's tried and tried again to get his records.
When I was 17, I asked for my paperwork from Child, Youth and Family. It's always been a brush off the shoulder to them. It's, yeah, I don't know what it is. They just won't release it. I've been several times to ask for it.
This has gone on and on for years. Doug has even started recording his phone requests to them to prove it. And what makes this unusual is that some of his known relatives have asked for their records and got them very quickly. One example is Doug's nephew, whose records, which is hundreds and hundreds of pages long, is currently sitting on my desk. In it are school records, addresses, movement records, reports, all clues that could help Doug find his family.
Find out where I've come from and things like that, because that's what would help me. I would find out who my blood relatives are and the last names of the brothers and sisters and stuff who were refused to come and see us and things like that. So to me, it's helping me find family. I've spent 15 years looking.
Checkpoint asked Oranga Tamariki why this information was being withheld for so long. Under the Privacy Act, organisations are required to send such information in 20 working days, not 15 years. But after Checkpoint started asking questions, Doug received a call from an Oranga Tamariki manager yesterday afternoon. She apologised and told him a team is looking into why Doug hadn't been able to get his files. The manager told him that he should soon receive them. Doug hopes that after more than a decade, that will finally allow him to piece together his history. In Christchurch for Checkpoint, Logan Church.
Now, Steve Groom is Oranga Tamariki's General Manager for Ministerial and Executive Services. He declined to be interviewed, but he sent a statement in which he said he was concerned to hear about Doug's experiences. He says Oranga Tamariki's Privacy Act team received a request from Doug on June the 17th this year. Mr. Groom says staff tried unsuccessfully to make contact with Doug until the 5th of August, when it obtained a new mobile phone number. So that's, 2 days ago? Yesterday. A new mobile phone number for him. and it's now working through his request. Mr. Groom says, after looking through former child, youth and family files, Oranga Tamariki has been unable to find anything relating to a disclosure to a GP, but he wants to ensure Doug is receiving all the support he needs. Logan also went back to Doug, and Doug says he's not had any contact from Oranga Tamariki before Checkpoint got involved.